Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Clint Connitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Connitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to second. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford bunts in front of the plate. Hegan scoops up the ball and tags Bickford for the out. Stanky moves to second. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to third. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Bearden reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stanky throws to second for 1, and Dark throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bearden scores. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bearden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Bill Voisel now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Voisel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick strikes out. 1 out. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Bill Voisel. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Barrett now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.